Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
You get the idea? Bring me
a dream. It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips.
Like it's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
And tell him that his lonesome.
Here's the Sandman. Over
Sandman. The cost of living continues to skyrocket. Everything seems like it's more expensive, doesn't it? With the price of oil going up, what should you do right now to combat inflation before it literally eats you alive? Well, today, we're going to talk about that and so much more. Good morning. This is Protect Your Assets, and I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. You hear the jingle. A lot of people around here, they call me that because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering your most troubled tax, legal, or financial questions each week. Have you seen some of these headlines? There's a lot been going on in the world, has there not? This is from Chairman Powell. You know who he is. He's the head of the Federal Reserve. He said, quote, inflation is too high, end quote. And this just came out this past week from the International Monetary Fund, the IMF. Quote, inflation, prices are on the rise, end quote. So these headlines should raise a big red flag for anyone who's invested in the market today, especially if you're retired or getting close to it. Well, why is that? Well, sure, CDs and bank accounts are paying a lot more than they used to. But with inflation running double what you can earn at the bank, it's that much harder to get ahead. So what can you do to protect yourself and take action now before it's too late? Well, stick with me for the entire show today as we talk about five methods you can use right now to preserve your savings from inflation. You can't afford to miss this show. So stick around now. Let's get started. Well, higher for longer. That's what the word was from Mr. Powell this week. But how much higher can the 10-year Treasury go, wants to know Natalie over in Foster City. This past week, markets remained on edge as Treasury bond yields continued their march higher. The 10-year Treasury got a lot of attention as it neared and passed, but then didn't settle there, 5%. This level has not been seen since 2007. It's been a long time. Dow Jones off 1.6 for the week. Year to date, the Dow is down now. S&P 500 for the week, down 2.4%. A lot of that big gain's gone. Still up 10%, not bad, but tough week. NASDAQ off 3.2%. EFI Index, International Index, off 1.7. 10-year Treasury closed at 4.91. And oil, that's going to be the story. $88.28 a barrel. Year-to-date up 10%. So what is going on? Why are bonds, the yields on bonds for the year, down 3.1% in terms of value, not yield? So let's start out with the economy. It is doing well overall. And why is that? Well, as you know, once a month we talk about the Big Five. The Big Five scoreboard that I follow, which tells me, are we going to have a hard or a soft landing? And those things are the ISM Manufacturing Index. How much stuff are we making? Services Index. Who's working? Retail sales. What's going on with the consumer? Business spending, followed by the NDC GXA, and last, jobs, jobless claims. So all these numbers are what we take a look at. Now, only one of them this past month is flashing hard landing. And why that's important is because that's what's going to drive this market. So let's step back and let's look at them, of the indexes that we follow. So right now, there are no real signs that the U.S. consumer is spending any less. This last month, we saw consumers spend $613 billion. That's a healthy number. The consumer is still spending, and that's very strong. Now, businesses as well. Corporates are still spending, and their commentary about what's going on is that the economic growth looks pretty good. It's not impacting their spending and their businesses, and so that's good news. And as we know, with the employment and the job market right now, which is a lagging indicator, I want to talk about that. Jobs numbers, when you hear that sort of information, remember, it's looking backwards. Why? Well, because the economy is going to have to turn. People have to start getting laid off, fired, that sort of thing, once we're in a recession. So usually when we hear that news, it's kind of too late. Anyway, that still looks pretty good overall. So you might say the economy is a little long in the tooth right now. The ISM Manufacturing Index, that's the only one that's negative right now, under 50 at 49, so just barely there. But still under 50, meaning that manufacturing is slowing down a little bit. So overall, that looks pretty good. The economy looks pretty good. So this past week, Chairman Powell spoke, and of course that was important. And Ted asked me a question from Mountain View. Ted said, "Hey, Mr. Sandman, why didn't Powell's comments cause the stock market to rally?" That's an excellent question. Because if you really look at what Chairman Powell said Thursday, why didn't it spark a rally in the stock market? In fact, the reverse happened. Well, so here's what he said. He said, and again, I'm going to quote, "If Treasury yields stay this high, then the Fed likely won't hike interest rates," end quote. So when you listen to that or hear that, on the surface, that seems not so hawkish anymore. Because Powell didn't say that they're going to keep raising rates. But his commentary wasn't strong enough. And it just hedged a little bit. And so basically it said if Treasury yields decline, then the Fed could hike rates. But if it doesn't, then the market's kind of doing its job for them. Essentially what he said. And he reiterated that he didn't think rates, here we go, were too high, and that rates will need to stay higher for longer. That's going to be the term you're going to hear over and over again. You're going to feel it when you go borrow money or you're getting short-term loans. You're going to pay more money. It's just that simple, and that's going to slow things down. So what does it mean for markets overall? Well, it means that there's a couple things that you have to pay attention to. So there's some risks out there I want to talk about. And then I'll wrap up with what it means for the market. So first and foremost, the risks. Well, first and foremost, the political situation. As you heard, Jordan didn't make it. They kicked him out. So at this point, he's still active, but he's not running for the seat anymore. So we don't know what's going to happen. This next week, we'll see who's going to get nominated. We'll see what's going to happen. But the bottom line is, in less than 30 days, if they don't get their act together, the government's going to run out of money again. And if you missed my market segment where I talked about what that means and what can happen, go back and listen to the podcast a couple of weeks ago where I cover that. All right, enough of that. Next, Middle East. This is going to be interesting. The Hamas attacks on Israel two Saturdays ago and future Israeli response has definitely been dominating the news. So I want to provide a little bit of insight this morning on what this means for the markets. I'm going to say that again, for the markets. I'm not going to spend time talking about the tragedy, of course, because innocent civilians should never be taken, period. The market is focused on economics. So in this situation, the market views it through the lens of the energy commodity, particularly oil. Now, you may remember a couple years ago when I was talking about Ukraine-Russia. And at that time, we were talking about gas. No. Yes. And you're funny. Anyway, you follow what I'm saying. It's about oil. So for Israeli-Hamas conflict, anything that occurs that the market thinks might reduce the supply of oil is going to push oil prices higher and stocks lower. You saw that point blank on Thursday. We had some news out of there. It looked like it was escalating. What happened to the market? Down. Oil went over $90 a barrel. So stay tuned for this, because what we're looking at right now, as I've been talking about, is the break on the S&P 500 below 4250. And we just saw it. We just broke it. We closed at 4224. So 4250 was a support level. What's next? Write it down. 4088. That's the next support level. And the way you're going to track what's going on over there, despite what the news says, is follow the price of oil each day, because that will be your barometer on what's going on and how much farther this will expand into. What comes next? Well, as stated, with Powell signaling a potential end to rates, but no end to the Fed's hawkish stance in sight, that means that the economic data going forward, unless, again, there's one of these outside tailwinds I'm talking about, is going to show us whether the economy still is positive, or if the reverse is happening and growth starting to stall and fall the other way, which could either be stagflation or a recession again. And so the things we want to pay attention to going forward, next Tuesday's October PMI and next Friday's core PCE or inflation index. Those are going to be the next important data points we'll look at next week. And then really the week of October 29th, I know it's Halloween coming up, but also it's going to be a big key for markets. Why? I mentioned the ISM manufacturing and ISM services. Both of those indexes have to remain the same or stay a little better. Or if they slip the other way, that means that things are becoming less stable. And that's where we could have a problem, particularly on the service side. And then we're going to have the Fed talking again. That'll be a decision that time. They get to get another shot at everything. And, of course, we have the jobs report. So we have to pay attention to all those things. And, again, if S&P breaks down below 4088, hang on. All right, here we go. When I come back, what is the one thing you can do right now to fight inflation and save more money? Find out. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. We'll be right back.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you are listening this morning to Protect Your Assets. And right now, I know the stock market seems like, well, what's going to happen next? It was pretty hot over the first part of the year, despite the fact rates were rising. And it was a little over a month ago, we were close to high on the S&P 500. Then the Treasury rates, particularly the 10-year this past week, really was on a tear. And of course, we had the attack on Israel. So all markets since then have dropped. And now many are asking, well, what's next? So this past week, Chair Powell of the Fed said that inflation is just too high right now and that interest rates were going to stay higher for longer. And so we had a question, which was, why did that not help the market? And so you may remember we talked about this when interest rates looked like they were not going to rise anymore. In other words, the Fed was done. They said they were over and they weren't going to raise anymore. Markets traditionally do well. And this past week, you could say that Chairman Powell sort of said that, but he really didn't. And so markets kept going up in terms of interest rates. And so, you know, why is that? Why is the 10-year, why are these interest rates continuing to rise? Well, it's because of inflation. Inflation is at its highest level we've seen in over 40 years. And so that's causing the market to react because things are just more expensive than, like, I don't know if they're being published, but are being talked about. We're all feeling it. If you go out and buy a cup of coffee, you go to the gas station, you go to the grocery store, you know what I'm talking about. Everything just costs more. And that's inflation. So until inflation really gets under control, until people stop spending the way they're still spending, then we're not going to see that turnaround. It's just that simple. And so that's what Chair Powell's talking about when he says, well, we may not be done. Inflation's too high. We've got to do more work. That's what he's talking about. So just expect these rates for longer. What does it mean? Well, if you're borrowing money, you know, you don't want to do that for too long at these levels. If you're thinking about expanding, you need to borrow money. Maybe you don't want to do that either. And some other things you should be thinking about. If you own real estate right now, maybe the value of your assets, like your apartment buildings, your rental properties, maybe those have gotten to higher values now, even in this market. You could probably still sell them for some pretty good equity. And you have to think about things as you lay out your retirement plan. What's to prevent a tenant from coming after you and trying to take some of that equity out of your real estate in terms of a lawsuit? Because this is California and tenants have all the rights. So one thing you should do is you should stress test your real estate portfolio. What do I mean by that? Well, you know, you know what I'm talking about. You own apartments, homes, storage, commercial. You do it the way you've always done it, right? You collect your rents, you pay your bills, you declare your income, you depreciate some of that income. And you just keep doing that year after year after year. And you haven't necessarily really faced any sort of a major challenge. And now that you're going to be retired potentially and have other sources of income, well, what happens if you lose a big tenant? Or what happens if your debt rate goes to a new level that you weren't expecting? Or what happens if you have to spend several hundred thousand dollars on an attorney and then maybe who knows how much on a settlement because your insurance doesn't cover it all? These are all really good questions, and you can simulate all that. You can run a real estate hypothetical virtually. We can do that now, where we can show you if this were to happen, well, that's what's going to happen. If this what's happened, that's what's going to happen. And then you may want to make some decisions based on what you see there. Now, we have a question from Gary. Gary wants to know, what happened to the $6 to $12 million that are allowed to pass from parents to kids free of tax? Well, Gary, it's actually $12.9 million right now. And you're right, that does pass estate, let me say that again, estate tax free, currently from parent to child upon parent's death. If there's two parents, then multiply that by two. So close to $26 million can pass estate tax-free. You notice I didn't say income tax-free or capital gain tax-free, although that is still currently the case. Step-up in basis occurs if you hold the asset. Don't sell it before they pass away. So that still happens, Gary. Nothing's changed there. It is going to change at the end of next year. So in 2025, all the stuff sunsets, goes away, and it drops back down to, at the moment, a little over $6 million per person. So currently, you're good. Now, what should you do? Well, if you have those sort of means, you really want to take a look at right now, possibly filing a 709 gift tax return and giving some of that money into, say, some types of trust so your kids can receive that all estate tax-free before it's too late. You don't want to jeopardize your lifestyle, of course, but might make sense to do it, particularly if you think you're going to live a while, because we don't know what the future is going to be in terms of that estate tax. Next question Gary asks is, if my parents have their IRAs inside a trust, that's a really interesting question. Do the new tax law changes affect us kids who will inherit whatever is left in them? I'm thinking I'm going to try and answer this question, Gary, because it's a difficult one. I can tell from what you're saying, you don't know what you're talking about. And I'm not saying it in a negative way. This is a little confusing. You're saying the IRA is in a trust. Well, that's impossible unless it's a specific type of IRA. And I've only seen that very rarely. So maybe in less than 0.1% of all the IRAs we've seen, I've never seen that done exactly right. So I doubt it. First of all, I doubt it. I think what you're saying is your dad's IRA has a beneficiary of the trust. That's probably what you're saying. And if that's what you are saying, then here's what happens. When dad dies and the trust inherits the asset, then whatever the trust says, that's who's going to get the money and how they're going to get the money. And you're still going to pay ordinary income tax on it. Okay? So I hope that helped, Gary. Thanks for the question. All right, moving back to what we were talking about today, which is inflation. The next thing you can do is stress test your retirement plan. Because let's face it, this 2023, the stock market has been volatile. And right now, the 10-year treasury and rates are moving up. A lot of people are buying a lot of short-term CDs and short-term government notes and short-term bonds because rates are pretty good. They're over 5. But ask yourself a question. 2 years from now, where will rates be? The market's saying they're going to be lower. And so when your bonds or your CDs mature and you're out there looking for money, you're going to get less money. That's what it means. So how would your retirement income, now I'm just talking about income, how is it going to hold up when these sort of things happen in the future? If the stock market decides not to do so well for a few years, or we have another recession because the Fed just didn't get it right, which is possible. You know, when you look at statistics, they have never been able to orchestrate a soft landing. Go back and check it out. It's never happened. So, you know, this is great. It's working so far, but I look at history a lot. What would the effect on your retirement be if now all of a sudden you and your spouse live longer than you expected? Because if you are a 65-year-old couple today and you're together, one of you is going to make it past 92. I hate to give you statistics, but those are the numbers. So if one of you goes 93, 94, 95, 97, 98, you know, right? What's that going to look like? Well, you can get an idea of the impact of these situations by doing the following. And I encourage you to do this right now. Stress test your retirement plan. What am I talking about? Well, we have a retirement plan with the guidance of our CPAs and attorneys and CFPs on staff. Yep, we have all three here. We're different. And what we do is we simulate these types of scenarios and give you real life answers, real time, so you can see what's going on. Now, I'm not talking about Monte Carlo. Maybe you've heard about Monte Carlo. I'm not talking about the Formula One town with the casino. No, James Bond, all that kind of stuff. No, I've been there. It's cool, but we're not talking about Monte Carlo. What's Monte Carlo? Monte Carlo is a test where they run random different markets through a computer against your portfolio to show what it could do. No, we don't do that. We use I call it the portfolio MRI system. And then we take that information and we bake that into your simulator of your life to see if we had another pandemic or we have another 2008. God forbid, hope not. What will happen to your income? What will happen to your assets? Today, you can do it. You can see it. If the tests indicate your plan may be vulnerable, well, then you can adjust before it happens. And so you may do things, if that's the case, of doing some now Roth conversions because taxes may be going up in the future. You may look at trying to get some sort of guaranteed income for life from some different insurance companies that provide these sort of things. You may look at hard assets or alternative assets to protect your portfolio from the market. There are all sorts of things that are available. You just have to know what to look for. So if you want to know what you're missing out on, if you haven't stress test these things or looked at these things or see what alternatives are available, never heard of what I'm talking about before, then you need to take action right now. You need to pick up the phone and give me a call. Call this number, 866-PROTECT. 866-PROTECT. Isn't that an easy number? 866-PROTECT. Protect what you've worked so hard for. Call my team. We're here right now. We're local. We'd be happy to talk to you. Absolutely complimentary. Call us right now. 866-PROTECT. Find out what you are missing out on. Coming up next, it is time for our popular They Say segment, where they say owning gold is a great method for preserving your retirement savings from inflation. And later in the show, we will be talking about what you can do right now to defend yourself against inflation on your dollar. There's so much more coming up. Remember, it pays you to stick with us here. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. We will be right back.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you are listening to Protect Your Assets this morning. So the most recent economic readings show that inflation is at an all-time high, and it's costing more and more to eat, gas up your car, maintain your lifestyle. If you're traveling or going to hotels, you know what I'm talking about. So this is now affecting the stock market as interest rates keep rising on the 10-year Treasury in particular. In this past week, that got the attention of the Fed, who said that inflation is here to stay for longer than expected, and it's still too high. So if you're retired or soon to be retired, this can have a huge impact on you. And so the good news is there is something you can do about it. So today I'm here to help you protect your portfolio and your retirement lifestyle as I share a few ways to inoculate your retirement plan from inflation. Now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, and I'm looking forward to this one, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? Here's David Hollander, the Sandman's answer.
All right, so here's one that they say. They say that in an inflationary environment, you should own gold in your portfolio. Is that always a good idea? No, it's not. You shouldn't buy gold as an inflationary hedge. Here's why. Because simply, it's not that good at it. Everyone stuck back in the 70s where that made sense because it just happened to work out that way. But if you go back and look between 1980 and 2000, the price of gold lost over 40% of its value, while the CPI, that's the Consumer Price Index, measure of inflation, rose nearly 120%. Also, look at what's happened over the last year. Overall, gold has dropped, except for recently because of global instability. But overall, the price is down, and what's happened to inflation? It's still around, according to everything you read and look at and spend and pay. So there's plenty of data to read out there, which shows that there's nothing intrinsic to gold that ties the price movements to inflation. So check it out. But the reality is the vast majority of the gold price is determined by, you guessed it, speculation investors. The jewelry market, industrial end users, gold mining output? Nope. If investors are bullish, then the price of gold typically rises. If investors are bearish or see better opportunities somewhere else, price of gold falls. It's really that simple. So one of the best things you can do right now to decrease your risk is to take a look at your equity exposure. I've been talking about this for a while. And you may want to take a look at some alternatives. Like what? Well, I talked about short-term CDs, short-term fixed income, but also right now, 10-year treasuries. We haven't seen rates like this since 2007. Think about that. What was going on in 2007? Remember? All the real estate prices were inflated because all that free money, basically. and everything blew up. So you could sell stocks right now that maybe you've still made some money on, even though the market's down, pay your capital gain. Hopefully it's long term. And then put some money into alternatives. There are things, which I'll talk about in the next segment, which provide some pretty strong rates of return. I'm talking the 6%ers. And you can lock those in for a number of years. And so by allocating some of your dollars into things that generally carry less risk, what do you do? Well, you protect your downside when things get out of hand. I talked about this at the start. I've been saying that if the S&P 500 closed below 4250, then we had a problem coming. And we closed at 4224 on Friday. Now the key is it going to sit there? Is it going to bounce back up in the short term? Or are we going to fall down further? Which next stop point, next support level, 4088. Do you know what the worst bear market has been in U.S. history? The bear market from September of 1929 to June of 1932 resulted in 86.2% loss for the S&P 500. They say the market always comes back, right? Well, it does, but the question is, how long will it take? You would have had to wait until 1954 to break even from the bear market that began in 1929. That's 25 years. Do you have 25 years to recover? And that's exactly why people nearing or in retirement need to be more preservation-minded so that a bear market doesn't set them back, especially if you need income off of your portfolio. So I'm going to say it. Here's the elephant in the room. With China, Iran, Russia attacking us on all sides right now, how will your investments hold up and support you over the rest of your life? It's difficult, impossible almost, to predict what the market's going to do next week or the week after that, but there are things you can do right now to protect yourself and your income. So like I mentioned in the last segment, the first thing you have to do right now is you have to take a portfolio MRI. Because if you don't know what you're dealing with inside, how can you fix the problem? There may not be a problem, but how do you know if there's a problem? So we have a tool. It takes a snapshot of your portfolio. We can also do a stress test to say if there is another correction or another recession or another pandemic. What's your downside? And how will you live off of that? Wouldn't it be great to know that before it happens? Of course it would. So here's what I'm going to do for anyone who's listening to me right now. If you pick up the phone and give us a call during this break over the next 5 minutes, we're going to run for you the portfolio MRI at absolutely no cost. But you have to call us. So call this number, 866-PROTECT, 866-PROTECT. 776-8328 to find out what happens before it's too late. 866-PROTECT. No charge, you heard me, but call us now. Ask for Phil. 866-PROTECT. It's time for a quick break, but when we come back, when inflation rears its ugly head, like it's doing right now, there are certain investments that you want to own and others you definitely don't want to own. Find out what they are. It's all coming up next. Stick around.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you are listening to Protect Your Assets right now. And you should be trying to protect your assets right now when inflation is running at a 40-year high and things just continue to cost so much more. So when inflation rears its ugly head like it's doing right now, there are certain investments that you want to own and others you definitely don't want to own. And so what are those? Well, right now, tech, gold, junk bonds. Those are things you should probably be getting out of, or hopefully you're already out of them. But what should you be transitioning into? Well, I talked a little bit about alternatives in the previous segment. A surefire way to reduce your market risk and protect yourself and your income is to create a pension, your own pension. And you can do that by using what's called a fixed indexed annuity. By taking and positioning a part of your portfolio to create a guaranteed, by the insurance company, stream of income that helps you pay the bills monthly for as long as you live, with hopefully some sort of an inflation factor tied to it, can help you maintain that purchasing power even when the market's going to do what it's going to do. Recently, we took a look at a policy that was in place. It had an S&P 500 cap of 3% because rates were so much lower so much longer ago. This particular couple were thinking about income in 6 years from now when they were getting close to taking their RMD. So we were able to find them a 10% bonus, which essentially took what they had even after a surrender charge and made it positive on the other end of the spectrum. So now they're going to start out with about $800,000 as opposed to $689,000. And the way this one works, has an S&P 500 cap of 6% per year. So if the S&P 500 goes up 6, well, they get 100% of that 6% credited to their account. And then that will translate into income each and every year they're alive, even if they burn through all that principal over their lifetime, because you could do a joint life for both spouses, so the longest of you to live. Remember, I was talking earlier about 65-year-old couple together today. One of you is going to live past 92. Wouldn't it be nice to have that income each and every month for as long as you live, growing with some sort of inflation cola? Of course it would. You can design this. So this couple now has a much better chance of making more. They start out with a higher balance, and in 6 years, they're going to have a decent return on that total piece of their portfolio. But more importantly, if they live longer than they think, because in this case, her mom lived to be 98, and she's wondering about that. Could she make it to 98? She's in her 60s now, low 60s, but if she goes another 30 years, right, will the money last? Well, it might not. If you don't have any sort of protection or any sort of guarantee backing it, it may not be there when you need it to be. And so this income stream that's going to pay out monthly for as long as the last of them lives is certainly better than what they were doing before they even learned about this. Why is that? Well, we're in an environment right now where rates are high. And so these sort of alternative products are based off of those rates. And so we're in an environment right now, much like when you would refinance your house a couple of years ago. This is the time right now to be refinancing because rates are that good. Make sense? Good. There's so much to stay on top of financially, isn't there? You think your portfolio is diversified, but is it really? The truth is, it doesn't have to be complex, confusing, because with a simple phone call, you can know if you're on the right track or not. Recently, we talked to another person who wanted to retire in December. He found out that he had way more risk in his account than he really wanted, particularly given the fact he wanted to stop working at the end of December and January next year, be free to do whatever he wants to do, which is travel in his case. 866-PROTECT. It never hurts to get a second opinion. Think about it. If you're in your 50s, you probably will live another 40 years. Don't you think spending 15 minutes of time is worth 40 years of peace of mind? Of course it is. 866-PROTECT. Pick up the phone and give us a call. Find out what you don't know. 866-PROTECT. I'd like to give a big thanks the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. My executive producer, network manager, Kevin Renfer. And of course, all my fabulous producers back there doing all the work. Raph, Cam, Adrian, Phil. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. You have been listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. I am the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.